Hey, Hero Maker, have you been listening to one of our episodes and been like, yeah, but JJ and April, I feel really stuck because... Well, we're putting together a new series just for you. We want you to call in with your marketing questions and areas where you just feel like you haven't been able to move forward. Maybe you've been trying to figure something out for a while and the answer just seems to be eluding you. Maybe your newsletters or emails just aren't getting the engagement that you hope they would. Maybe when you sit down to create marketing, you become furious or sad or scared, and so you just end up avoiding them altogether. Well, we got you. Just call 615-649-0705 and leave us a voicemail with your name, the name of your business, and why you're stuck, and we'll see if we can help you make your marketing easy and make it work. Just call us at 615-649-0705 and share where you're stuck. Again, that's 615-649-0705. We can't wait to hear from you.
When you create lead generators, what you're doing is you're showing your future customers the type of value that you can offer them. You're literally giving them a quote-unquote taste of the product that they are going to purchase. However, unless you're figuring out how to stay in contact with people after that moment, that free sample only has minimal value in the moment. You want to find a way to be able to stay connected with people. So even if they don't buy in that moment, you have a way of following up. I'm about to start the show. Hello, Hero Maker. Welcome to the Marketing Made Simple podcast, powered by StoryBrand and brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, where we believe your marketing should be easy and it should work. I am your host, Dr. JJ Peterson, and I am joined by my co-host, April Sunshine Hawkins. Hi, April.
Well, hello, JJ, and hey, Hero Maker.
April, I think you know this, but I am a sucker for free samples.
Yes, this tracks.
Yes.
This makes sense to me.
When it comes to... Yes. I could spend an entire morning at Costco just making the loop.
Right.
Like, you know, you move from crackers down to apple juice and then on to the cheese, and then you can make that loop again. Have people said to me before, have I seen you buy here before at different stations? And I have to answer absolutely yes, or put on a hat and try to trick them.
Okay.
Because those popsicles that they sometimes give you are fantastic.
Oh yeah, anything crunchy.
Yes.
Whatever crunchy thing they're doling out, I'm into it.
Yeah, snack attack. And so that is me. I love, and I think that comes from my mother. When we were younger, my mom would, I think she just wanted to get the four of us out of the house on a Saturday morning. And so she would provide an adventure.
Yes.
And so our adventure would be to go down to Marketplace, which was our local supermarket, our Kroger, our Safeway, you know, and we would go down there. And she would just walk us around and get samples.
That's great.
And
so
because
smart.
She makes everything a party. So I think that's where it comes from. I really do. But now it's just like, give me all the free samples. Like whatever you have, I am willing to try and take.
Absolutely. And it is a really smart play by the people in the grocery store, in the Costco, in the Trader Joe's, or wherever you are getting these free samples. It's a great play to be like, would you like to try this thing you've never tried before? And maybe buy one of these, or maybe buy five bags or whatever it is. And that's great in the moment, but they're really missing out because, you know, if I didn't buy it, there's no follow through. There's no way to follow up with me afterwards.
I mean, giving somebody some value ahead of time. We talk about this all the time when it comes to how do you, if somebody's not ready to buy your product or service, how do you kind of take that next step and help them kind of see a little bit of the value you have to offer? And in the food world, a free sample or a coupon is fantastic, but free samples work for me. I've bought in so many things, but a lot of times it's like, oh, I'd love that. I'll come back and get it later. And then I never do because I don't need it that day, or I don't think about coming back later. I'm in a hurry. And so it's just gone, out of sight, out of mind, if I don't buy it right then. And we talk about this all the time of how we call this in the StoryBrand world a transitional call to action. So in the StoryBrand framework, you know, when you're telling the story, when you're inviting your customer into a story, you first identify what it is that they want, your talking points around what they want. Then you identify the problems that you solve. Then you position yourself as a guide. Then you give them a plan, and then you call them to action. And we always talk about direct calls to action. What is your direct call to action? Like buy now on your website or shop now. But with that comes what we call a transitional call to action. So if they're not ready to buy yet, you want to offer some value so that they begin to get a taste, in this case, literally, of what you have to offer. But if you are a web designer, what you might offer in value is, here is a PDF of 5 mistakes that you're making on your website. Or if you are a garden center, here are 3 tips to keep your plants alive. You're giving them a taste of your expertise and your value before they purchase. But like you said, when it comes to giving away free samples, which is great, unless you're figuring out how to stay in contact with people after that moment, that free sample only has minimal value in the moment. But you want to find a way to be able to stay connected with people. So even if they don't buy in that moment, you have a way of following up.
Yeah. And I talked with one of our amazing StoryBrand certified guides, Josh Taylor, about this really specifically. And we get into some specific examples of ways that he has helped his clients create that value and get the information from people like via, you know, text message or their email addresses so that they can really follow up. So it's not the sample situation of, hey, I gave you a taste, but I don't have any way to follow up with you afterwards. He's going to give some really practical tips to help you focus on this lead generation piece.
This is so important. I feel like we say a lot of times, if there's one thing that you learn, but I would argue one of the fastest ways to grow your business is to build your email list by giving people a quote unquote sample of the value that you offer. And today's episode, you are going to just get so much out of this conversation. And we love Josh. Josh has been around in our StoryBrand guide community for a very long time. He used to be one of our coaches when we did live workshops here in Nashville. We would actually fly him in to help our attendees work through their brand script. So I'm a big fan of Josh. I'm a big fan of the work that he does. And I'm so excited for you to become a fan of his because of this conversation as well. Here is April's conversation with StoryBrand certified guide, Josh Taylor.
Josh Taylor, you have been a StoryBrand certified guide for how long now?
So I'm in year 7.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're so excited to have you on because we want to hear from seasoned guides just like you. And we want to know, you know, what's one thing that you've learned over these 7 years that's really changed the way that you do marketing?
Yeah. So when I got into being a guide, I understood what a sales funnel was. And obviously, the more educated I became through the StoryBrand frameworks and the resources that StoryBrand was training us with, the better I understood sales funnels. But I never really truly grasped how important lead generation was until just probably several years ago. And I think for us, if COVID taught us one thing, it was own your audience. Because you don't know when you could lose everything. And so for our agency, we work a lot with car washes. Well, once, you know, they couldn't see their car washers every day, their customers every day that were showing up, they had no way to communicate to them. And so if they were collecting phone numbers or email addresses, they finally could say, you know, here's a way that we can communicate to our customers. But before they were doing that, they had no way to communicate to their customers to let them know car washes were essential businesses. They had no way to let their customers know, hey, we're still open because they were not collecting any information from their customers through lead generation.
Okay. So I love that you're bringing this up. You know, lead generation is part of the sales funnel. But I'm curious, you know, back in the beginning, before you knew how important this was, you know, what was the approach? Was it, you know, okay, we create the one-liner, we got a website on there, but there just wasn't as much focus on lead generation? Like, what was the approach before? And then how has it morphed and changed?
For me, words came easy. I'm a copywriter by nature. And so it was easy to do the one-liners. It was easy to do even creating copy for a website. But when it came to trying to identify something that people would trade their contact information for, something that valuable, that was challenging. And a lot of times, and I don't know, most of your listeners might be similar to me in that a lot of times we put off the things that we're just not super great at and focus on the things that come more natural and easy to us. And so finding that valuable lead generator, something that, you know, Don would always say people would trade their email address for about the value of $20 or $30. Well, how do you find something that that's valuable to your audience and get them to trade their information for it? Because people are very protective of their information as well. That was a challenge for me. So I sort of avoided the lead generation side. But once you created it, you realize this is a really valuable piece of this whole sales funnel.
So it was such a challenge for you, and you were, you know, kind of doing this avoiding thing. What was it that helped you figure out how to do this?
Well, for us, going back post car washes and working with car washes, it was realizing that I take for granted the information that I have or the knowledge that I have. And so we feel like if we're going to put information out there, it needs to just blow people's mind. Well, the reality is the very basic information that we might think everybody knows, most people don't know. So if you're an expert in your industry or if you're in a specific industry, you don't need to assume that everybody knows what you know. So if you just take the basic information, put it into a PDF and educate people on the things that they don't know, which are some of the very basic things, that's a great lead generator. You know, people want to be educated. They want to be entertained. They want to have quick wins. And if you have information out there that can help people get quick wins, then that's a great lead generator that you can put together for very little cost. Now, going into car washes have, I think, the best lead generator of any industry out there because they have a car wash. They can give away a free car wash, which is usually the value of $20 to $30, which is exactly what people would trade their information for. And it only costs them all in maybe $4 or $5. And the value of every phone number that we collect for a free car wash on the very low end, and this is across the board with all of our customers, on the very low end, every single contact information that they collect is about worth about $12. So I would easily trade $4 for $12 every single day. You do that over and over again and you build a massive text club. Our customers are crushing it because they have thousands of members coming in because they've built a text club that is, you know, 20, 30,000 contacts in their community. And now they own that market because their competitors are not collecting those people's phone numbers.
Wow.
Yeah. When you can find out the value of the information that you're getting back from people, the contact information, you know, whether it's $4 or $5, once you find that out, you're going to do everything you can to collect those email addresses. And we so focus on the sale and we jump right into asking for the sale, but we don't realize if we're collecting the right contact information, we're collecting the email addresses from people that are really going to buy from us down the road, that's really, really valuable. You just need to figure out how much are those email addresses worth for me, and I will gladly trade whatever time or resources that I have to do to start collecting that. You know, our customers always push back of giving away a free car wash. You know, why do I have to keep giving away a free car wash? And once we realized you're trading a free car wash for a $12 phone number, so look at that as somebody's just handing you $12 cash. They were all in, like, okay, that makes sense. I will trade a free car wash to get their phone number any day now.
So for the people out there that are listening that don't own a car wash, how would you advise them? How would you help them determine, well, should you be collecting phone numbers or should you be collecting email addresses? Which path and how do you help people decide?
I think the answer is both. We really specialize in SMS marketing. That was kind of where we got started. Now we're a full service agency for car washes. But I never really collected phone numbers before I got into this industry. And the reason is because emails were easy to get. There's not a ton of regulation around email marketing, at least in the US right now. There are a lot of regulations on the SMS marketing. So if you do that, make sure you're working with somebody that understands that and keeps you out of lawsuits. But once you do that, the SMS marketing, it still has a 97% open rate versus email that has a 20 to 30% open rate. And social media has a 5% view rate, which means that 5% of the people following you are actually going to see your post. That's not random people. That's actually the people following you. So SMS marketing and text message marketing still has the best open rate of any other platform that you could use. But email, we collect both, we use both, and we do both because you can do different things with different platforms. SMS, you only get 160 characters. to you. So it's like sending out a tweet when you use it. Email, you can do as much as you want. You can use long form, short form, however you want to do it. But at the end of the day, when you're texting somebody, they get it right there on their phone and they're compelled to do something with it, whether maybe they just open it so that they don't see it anymore or whatever. It's different than email. They see that on their phone and we open text messages.
Absolutely, I do. I mean, where do we spend our time? A lot of it is on our phone, and whatever people are texting us usually is most important. And usually people are texting us whenever something is, you know, a little bit more urgent or they're trying to get our attention right away.
And you want to add, you want to put value into it. My wife, there's a shoe company that my wife gets text messages from all the time. And she makes a comment, got another text message from the shoe company, but she never opts out because every text message they send her is valuable. They're giving her a discount. And she says, if I opt out of this, then I'm going to lose the discount. And she goes, you know, every few months she'll go to the store and she's got coupons on her phone because of the texts that they send her, and she doesn't opt out because she doesn't want to miss out on those discounts.
Entrepreneurs on Fire is hosted by John Lee Dumas and is available now on the HubSpot Podcast Network. Entrepreneurs on Fire stokes inspiration and shares strategies to fire up your entrepreneurial journey and create the life you've always dreamed of. If you're wanting to learn more about entrepreneurship, this show is for you. If you like fast-paced and packed with value stories that you can learn from directly, this show is also for you. Check out the recent episode titled February 2024 Income Report, where John Lee Dumas shares a transparent behind-the-scenes look at the ups and downs of running a seven-figure business. Through hearing about his mistakes, lessons learned, and wins, you'll be inspired and motivated to take action in your business with just one step forward every single day. He even gives a link with free and direct access to his company's income report. So listen to Entrepreneurs on Fire wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that I'm a dad of a teenager, I am very often told that I am either on or off trend. I wake up in the morning and it is a really right away going, oh no, you can't wear that when you walk out the door. And I'm like, what? I thought that this is what everybody was wearing. It's true when it comes to my clothes. And it also is true with marketing strategies. They come and they go and they come back again. Who can even keep up? Luckily, there's HubSpot's 2024 State of Marketing Report. It's the all-in-one guide for what's happening this year and how marketers can best approach it all. I found it incredibly helpful. In fact, it really showed me that you need to keep your marketing personal, even in the midst of all the changes that are happening with AI. I even posted about it on LinkedIn and wrote about it. You can find it there, or you can go to HubSpot.com/stateofmarketing to get your free copy of the report. Don't get caught behind the trends. Visit HubSpot.com/stateofmarketing to get your free copy of the report. And now back to the show.
So let's get into a few of these car wash stories that you have, these stories of success. You know, why don't you pick one of the ones that you've sent over to me? Because I mean, they're all so compelling.
Yeah, absolutely. This one was really the first car wash that I started working with. It was the first car wash website that I built. Marvel Car Wash over in Texas is, he's got a couple of locations. And he was not collecting leads on his website. And he had the form. He had the form that we gave him, but somebody else was operating his website. And so his form was all the way at the bottom of the homepage. And it didn't have a headline or anything. It just said, join our text club. And there was a way to opt in, which went into our system. Well, he was collecting less than one lead a month from that website. And I just said, you know, what if we took over your website and applied the StoryBrand framework to it? And we really tell a story with the homepage of your website, and we make that call to action not about us, which was what his call to action was, and we make not Marvel the hero of the story, but your customer the hero of the story, and let's see what it does. And so we rebuilt the whole thing. We made his Get Your Free Car Wash the main call to action, and rewrote his entire website using the StoryBrand framework. And within 60 days, he collected over 1,500 leads. and that's through organic traffic. We weren't even running ads for him. That was just through organic traffic. And an 82% redemption rate on those leads, which means 82% of those people that opted into his text club actually showed up to his wash and used that coupon. And what that resulted in for him, just in those 60 days with those leads just from his website, was an extra $30,000 in revenue over those 2 months because those people, we converted about 10% of those people into monthly members.
And what was the response of the person that hired you to do this?
So he was obviously ecstatic, and we ended up taking over everything else for him, including running digital ads. What we've realized is the car wash industry is not like other industries, and where we try to complicate the messages a little bit too much. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to go simple, we wanted to go clear, and we wanted to make it very obvious. Here's the offer that we're making, and here's the action that you need to take. And so we just started running ads. You know, again, we always go right to the sale. And most industries, for the like the car wash industry, for example, they'll run digital ads and it'll be about joining their unlimited club. Well, most people that are scrolling Facebook are seeing that ad and like, I'm not interested in joining an unlimited club. They're not even interested the first time they go visit your wash to join your club. They need to check it out. There's got to be a relationship that happens there. So instead, we started running ads to their free wash, to their lead generator, and then using that text club campaign, just like you would an email nurture campaign, to nurture that relationship. And usually over the next 2 to 4 months, we've converted them into a member, but we've got to nurture that campaign. And so we took over as digital ads. The industry average right now for the cost of a lead on social media is about $9 using ads. We've got it under $1. For hours. Wow. And it's because, and those are averaging about a 30 to 35% redemption rate, which anything over 20% on the ad side is really, really good. But it's because we've made our ads very clear and we've made the barrier to entry of, hey, come check us out. We're not asking you to buy anything. We're not asking you to commit to anything. The way Don would say it is we're not asking you to marry us right now. We're asking you for a first date. And that's what we're using the ads for. And we're building that text club. We have a customer out in California that has just focused, since he's been open for the last 2 years, has just focused on building the biggest text club that he can. And most of these guys average about 3,000 members per location that they have. He's got one location. He's got 8,000 members and he is crushing it because he's got a 25,000 member text club that he knows how to use. Because he's nurtured that relationship and focused on getting those phone numbers and then letting the sale happen through that relationship.
Wow. And so once somebody's in the text club, I'm curious how often are these people texting out, you know, and reminding people, hey, you should come get a car wash? Or is it, you know, like I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe I'm doing this based on weather as well. Like yeah. We've just had some crazy snow that's like stuck, you know, all the gunk to everybody's cars. Yep. And it's like the thing I'm texting them is, hey, come get it all off.
Yep. In the industry, they call the snow the white gold. And yeah. And so we are a done for you model. So with OpSpot, our agency, we do everything for them. So we write the campaigns for them. And we also give them the tools that if they have something come up like that, or they have a flash sale or something, and they want to jump in and do it themselves, we show them how to do it and they can. But we write a nurture sequence and a retention sequence that's all based on the StoryBrand framework. And we make the customer the hero. We always make sure that there's calls to action, there's value that's in those things, whether we're educating them on how they can take better care of their vehicle, or we're reminding them the value of keeping their car cleaned, or even of the Unlimited Club. And so we write those campaigns for them, and they're usually getting about 2 to 3 texts a month. They can get up to 8, and that's what we put in our disclaimer, but we don't usually do that unless there's a big launch or an offer that's out there, and we'll put out these flash sales and create that sense of urgency over 72 hours, and they might get 3 or 4 texts in that 72 hours, but end up converting, you know, they'll end up getting 500-600 new members in those 72 hours because we're using that text club to create that sense of urgency. But for the most part, they're getting about 2 to 3 messages a month unless there's something special going on, or like you said, there's some weather things that they want to get people in.
Nice. Okay. So for our listener out there that doesn't own a car wash, obviously, we are talking about how important lead generation is. You've talked about SMS marketing. You've talked about email, collecting those emails. You've talked about utilizing the StoryBrand framework to, of course, clarify the message, welcome the hero into the story. What else would you encourage our listeners out there that they need to do as it relates to lead generation?
I always tell people, if you are going to build a business, lead generation is going to be the key. It's gonna help you get it off the ground. whether it's the car wash industry or a retail space or a restaurant, my encouragement is don't give away anything for free ever again. Exchange contact information for it. So if you're going to give a discount on your product, exchange contact information for it. If you're going to give away a free wash, never give away a free wash. We have so many people who, before they come become our customers, they'll do a big grand opening for a week and they'll just do free washes all weekend long, never once collect a piece of information. And here's what I've said. And if you're the restaurant in the restaurant industry, it's the same thing. If you can get those people in to try you out for free, great. But if you haven't collected their information, how are you ever going to get them to come back and try you out again? Because your business is top of mind to you, but it's not top of mind to even your best customers. They're thinking about you very little throughout the day until they need you. But whether they need you or somebody else, they're going to go to the most convenient one unless you've nurtured that relationship with them. And so you've got to give them a reason to come back in. And the only way to do that is to collect their information. So never give away anything for free. Again, always collect either a phone number, an email address, or both, and make sure that you're able to follow up with them to get them to come back.
Okay, Josh Taylor, you hear me rubbing my hands together. I feel like that is what our hero makers out there listening are doing. They're like, ooh, I'm ready to get down to brass tacks here. I'm ready to do some more lead generation, because it's such a key and crucial piece for not having one-time buyers, but for having buyers that come back again and again and again. These people that you're nurturing this relationship, you cannot do that unless you get the information from them. Their contact information is, I mean, it's not white gold. I don't know what kind of gold we would call it in this industry.
It's gold, though. It's valuable. And it's so much easier to and cheaper to get a returning customer to come back over and over again than it is to acquire a new customer. So nurture that relationship. And when somebody buys from you, again, this was a problem even in the car wash space. It's a problem in the restaurant space and other retail spaces too. When someone buys from you and you're not collecting information from them when they buy from you to follow up with them to get them to buy something else, you are missing out on so like more revenue than you could possibly imagine if all you're doing is just trying to acquire new customers and not nurturing those existing customers that you have.
All right, Hero Maker, I think that you have your assignment for the day. Go out and collect information. Create a lead generator that is worth $20-ish dollars so that people will actually go, yeah, this is worth it. I'm interested in what this company has to offer me, and I'm willing to give them my contact information and let them, you know, nurture this relationship.
Yep. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Just use your expertise of the most basic things that most people don't know. Put it on a PDF and say, hey, I will give you this quick win for the exchange of your email address.
All right. Well, Josh Taylor, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I cannot believe you're in your 7th year as a StoryBrand certified guide. And I'm so glad that you are helping car washes across the land these days. And I look forward to continuing to follow your story, you know, over these next 7 years, whatever those might entail as well.
Well, thank you, April. It's always a pleasure to get to talk with you and to be on y'all's podcast.
Hero Maker, now you have permission to not only offer value to your customers, giving them a sample of what you offer, but get that email address. And if you're still feeling stuck trying to figure out how to apply the StoryBrand framework into your marketing and get more leads, you can hire a StoryBrand certified guide like Josh Taylor. Just go to marketingmadesimple.com to hire a guide that will show you how to clarify your message and create marketing that works. Well, Hero Maker, it's time to apply everything you learned with this week's actionable step, a practical step from today's conversation you can immediately use to shape your marketing and clarify your message. For today's actionable step, I want you to brainstorm 3 ideas that you could turn into lead generators. I want you to come up with at least 3. When you create lead generators, what you're doing is you're showing your future customers the type of value that you can offer them. You're literally giving them a quote unquote taste of the product that they are going to purchase. So if you have cake, you want to give them a taste of cake. But if you offer a service for people, like let's say you help people with their taxes, or let's say you do marketing, or you help people with financial planning, what kind of quote unquote taste can you give them? What kind of value can you offer ahead of time to show them how you work and what kind of ultimate value that you are going to give them when they buy your service? So if you are a real estate agent, maybe what you can do is create a checklist of things that you want to look for when you are purchasing or selling a home. If you are a financial advisor, maybe you can create a one-page document that summarizes the different types of investments that they can be involved with and what are the benefits and what are the things that they might need to look out for. Just giving that kind of information to your customers, again, gives them a taste of what you have to offer. However, you want to make sure that it is valuable enough that they are willing to give you an email or a phone number so you can follow up with an email or text message. So it can be, you know, in Costco, you're giving away a slice of cheese. I'm not giving you an email address for a slice of cheese as much as I love cheese. But for a recipe of how to use that cheese that is going to impress my family and friends, now you might get an email address for. The more value you can offer and the more email addresses you can get, the faster you are going to be able to grow your business. When you are able to offer a little bit of value ahead of time for your customers and give them a taste of the value that you bring in your product or service, you are showing them how you can solve their problems, which ultimately positions them as the hero of their own story. And that's what makes you a great guide. That's what makes you a hero maker. Well, that's all for this week's episode of Marketing Made Simple. Thank you so much for listening and believing like us that your marketing should be easy and it should work. Follow Marketing Made Simple wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you found this episode valuable, please rate and review the show, letting us know how these tips are clarifying your message and growing your business. We'll see you next week. Hey, you cannot stop me. You cannot stop me. Go.